Hey guys, this is weird. So I had therapy yesterday, and I also recorded an episode of Inside the Closet, and I mentioned it on this, but I just wanted to like, I was gonna say do the abridged version. What the fuck does abridged mean? Let me Google that right quick. Shout outs to everybody that's like saying what abridged means. Abridged, a short, without losing the sense. Yeah, exactly. Abridged version. Boom, boom. So basically, the recap of what it was is I saw my therapist yesterday, talked to her on Skype, and it was weird because like I don't really have anything dramatic going on, you know? And I was like, I don't have anything to say to her. And I think because as a performer, it's like I'm very like, or as someone who does public speaking in like increments of time, like when you do a show, they'll be like, okay, you're set. That's what what's it called when you do your like whatever your sh bleh, you stand up at a show. The bigger set's 10 minutes, 15 minutes, half an hour, 45, an hour, whatever. It's always predetermined before you go up. If someone's like, do as much time as you want, then that's it, not a real thing. Unless you're like insanely famous and you stop by and drop in a show, but like that's the only time that applies. So I'm always kind of like thinking about it. I'm like, okay, I got therapy for an hour. You know, I'm like, all right, do I have 5 minutes, 10 minutes? You know, and if I don't have anything where I'm like, oh, I want to talk to her about this, I'm kind of like, I don't want to do this. Like, I don't want to do therapy. And it's weird. I'd be curious if you guys get this. Whenever it's like something for myself, it's either like one or the other. Like I'm like, well, I can't do therapy because today I want to try to exercise. And it's like, well, you know what? I actually could figure out a way. I could make time for both of those things easily. It's like, how about instead of doing Instagram for an hour, 3 hours before bed and 1 hour in the morning, you do one of those two things then instead of being like, well, if I do therapy, then that's when I was gonna go to the gym. But not really having anything specific to talk to her about kind of opened me up to just us getting into other stuff. And we started talking about my mom, and it was so interesting because she was like, you know, you clearly like really love your mom. I said, yeah, I love my mom. And she goes, and then you know, we were like getting into it, and she's like, you know, maybe I brought it up. I was like, but I don't really do the two things that make her the most happy. I mean, my mom cares so much about recycling, and she adorable, but also on a serious note, it's like for real and good and like right, like what that like it's like why would one not, you know? It's like the extra what, 8 minutes a day max. I mean, I've told this story before where I literally bought a fake recycling thing when I lived in Harlem. Bought a re It wasn't fake, I'm sorry, it was fake to me. I bought a recycling thing on Amazon, get it delivered, lug it up. It was like a 10 floor walk up. It was insane. It's probably my favorite apartment I ever had. It was so all with the doors were installed backwards. They didn't wait for the like shellac on the floor to dry before they started moving stuff in. So there was like pieces of hair like shellacked onto the floor. That's like when it's like the raw wood, and then they put that stuff on top to make it smooth. But we had like hair in it because they like did it wrong. So, and my mom saw the so I hoofed that recycling thing up to my apartment, and my mom saw it, and she said, "This has never been used. Why would you put all the effort in to bring this up here and not even recycle something that's good for the environment? This is truly bizarre." So it's like, why wouldn't I recycle? And then voting, like if I voted in local elections, I mean, that would make her the happiest mom in the world. I don't know what my fucking roadblock is from doing those things that I should be doing anyway. What's my problem? So that was just interesting when I was talking to her about that. But what I really wanted to get into it with you guys is, and you know, not to get too serious, but the hell is the history of mayonnaise? That's what I wanted to talk about. History of mayonnaise. Because, like, let's guess the history before we even get into it. What the fuck is it? It's eggs, right? But, like, huh? Like, I love mayonnaise. Mayonnaise on a B. On a BLT, I love. I didn't get into it on French fries, but I love it on a BLT. I mean, I'm a fan. I like mayonnaise. Not on like, and I love potato salad, but like not on like tons and tons and tons of stuff, but I like it. But like, what is it? Is it God's cum? Not to be sacrilegious, but I mean, it's kind of cum. I don't know what the fuck it is. It's very bizarre. Okay. So, while you're recovering from me saying that, which I apologize. Mayonnaise. Okay. What do you want to bet that it was invented by someone named Mr. Mayonnaise? Let us pray. Mayonnaise was invented in 1756 by the French chef of the Duc de Rochelle. After the Duc beat the British at Port Mahon. What? Okay, so the ports are fighting. All right, whatever. Oh, it's spelled capital D-U-C. So duck without the K. The French chef of, so it's the chef of the duck, whatever. After the whatever duck thing beat the British, the chef of the duck created a victory feast that was to include a sauce made of cream and eggs. The chef named the new sauce mayonnaise in honor of the duck's victory. Now, where did he get mayonnaise from? From the name duck? Okay, I don't know. All right. Mayonnaise is a thick, creamy... I'm getting this from How Stuff Works. Mayonnaise is a thick, creamy sauce or dressing. Dressing? What, you fucking psychopaths? When's it in a dressing? When's it in a dressing? When's it in a dressing? Tag me on Instagram. I'm confused. Write a comment under one of my pictures and tag me in it if you do. What dressing uses mayonnaise? A dressing that is a creamy sauce or dressing that is made of oil, egg yolks, lemon. Interesting. I don't taste lemon. Juice or vinegar and seasoning. Wow, that's it, guys. Wow. Oil, egg yolks, lemon. Nah. Where's the cream come from? The fuck? It's not the same as salad dressing, yes, which doesn't contain egg yolks and is generally sweeter than mayonnaise. Now, what the fuck is going on? How does it get the consistency? Mayonnaise is an emulsion, which is a mixture of two liquids that normally can't be combined. Oh, man, it's like me and being a functional human being. Combining oil and water is the classic example. Emulsifying is done by slowly adding one ingredient to another while simultaneously mixing rapidly. This disperses and suspends tiny droplets of one liquid through another. Huh, who knew mayonnaise was so progressive? However, the two liquids would quickly separate again if an emulsifier were not added. Emulsifiers are liaisons between the two liquids and serve to stabilize the mixture. Who knew? Eggs and gelatin are among the foods that contain emulsifiers. In mayonnaise, the emulsifier is egg yolk, which contains a... Wow, so is that really fucking all that is in mayonnaise? I mean, okay, well, this is interesting. Commercial mayonnaise. The standard of identity law also requires that all commercial, quote-unquote, real mayonnaise use only egg as an emulsifier. Reduced-fat mayonnaise, which isn't considered real mayonnaise, shade, usually contains modified food starch, something-something gel, and other thickeners. Okay, motherfuckers, so they're like, all right, if you don't use this, you're not real mayonnaise. Now tell me why. Now tell me. Tell me, why do they not do that with milk now? You got milk everything. I've been writing about pea milk. Why is there no standard identity of milk? No dairy? Not from a nipple? Who's dubbing this milk? They're definitely getting paid on the back end because there's no milk of a pea. Mayonnaise is used for the base of other sauces such as tartar sauce. Holy grail. And Thousand Island dressing. Okay, so that's the dressing. I didn't know mayonnaise was in that. Aioli is a garlic-flavored mayonnaise. Knew that. Another classic emulsion sauce is hollandaise. Knew that, which is cooked mixture of butter, egg yolk, and lemon juice. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Oh, they've got another history of mayonnaise, which I'll read real quick. You know what? If you want to hear the rest of the history of mayonnaise thing, then you gotta. It's gonna be after this ad. Okay, I'm really just like adding this on. Well, I think it's interesting, but also space for the fucking ad over there. Okay, mayonnaise was invented in 1756. We know who by who. French chef of the duck da duck duck. After the duck beat the British at Port... Fucking... His chef created a victory feast that was to include a sauce made of cream and eggs. Now this is the new part. Realizing that there was no cream in the kitchen. Uh-oh! The chef substituted olive oil for the cream and a new culinary creation was born. The chef named the new sauce mayonnaise in honor of the duck's victory. But how is he getting mayonnaise out of something named Duck D. Rochelle? That doesn't make any sense. It sounds like he was naming it after something else. How much of an idiot do you have to be? Like if it was like, Emma, in honor of your birthday, I'm naming this sauce Bob. I'd be like, oh, what? So that's confusing. It's another entry of my diary. I'm still in Vegas. Thank you guys.